This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. It is back to school season, which means, of course, school supplies. Many public schools today are asking kids to buy tablets and laptops for schoolwork, and those aren't cheap. Marketplace's personal finance guru, Patty Hirsch, joins me now. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning to you, Stacey.
So, Patty, when I was a child, trapper keepers were very big, and there was a big fight with my mom every school season because they were, I think, $10 or $15 or some crazy price for a binder. But these days, the selection is a lot more sophisticated. We're talking tablets and laptops. How do parents navigate all of the technology that kids need for school these days?
Well, the first question is, do they actually need that technology for school? And a smart parent is going to go to the teacher. And the answer to that may actually be no. But if it's yes, and sometimes it is yes, you then need to ascertain exactly what functions that laptop or that piece of technology needs to perform. You know, does it need word processing ability? Does it need PowerPoint? Does it need access to the internet? And once you've got those kind of parameters, then you can think about your budget. And of course, you know, the budgets these days can expand from $200 for your basic Chromebook all the way up to $1,200 for some MacBook Pro or whatever.
What about for families that have trouble affording things? I mean, even the cheaper example of the Chromebook is a couple hundred dollars. That's a lot for many families.
Yeah, it can be really tough if your school is demanding that you bring technology. I mean, the first thing you should do is go back to the school and say, look, you know, I'm a low-income parent. I'm having problems affording this. Is there a school program that maybe provides the money for me to buy or at least subsidize the purchase of a laptop or computer for my child? If that doesn't exist, look around the internet. I mean, go to the library if you don't have a computer yourself. Find out if there are programs in your area. There's a patchwork of these across the country. There's no national program for providing kids with laptops, but a lot of the time in your city or state, you may come across a program that you can tap. Alternatively, there are nonprofit programs out there, like Computers for Kids, for example, computer loan programs at organizations like Accelerated Schools, which you could tap as well. But again, you're going to have to get to the library or get to a computer to search for those programs, but it could be well worth the investment of time.
Patty Hirsch is the senior producer for personal finance here at Marketplace. Patty, thank you.
It's a pleasure, Stacey. Thank you.